Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
And now it's time for Bob's Movie Club.
I love movies.
Bob's Movie Club. We got some movies for you.
Ooh.
And
we'll watch them together and we'll talk about them.
Movies are magical. They take you to a different world. They drop you in crazy scenarios, exciting moments, and beautiful love stories. Rom-coms, of course. Mystery / thriller. Oh. Time travel movies are my favorite.
Bob's Movie Club. Bob's Movie Club.
And
Bob's Movie Club.
And
Bob's Movie Club.
Movies are great.
That was really good.
That's funny.
It's so, funny. So funny.
John!
So John goes to me a couple weeks ago. He's like, can you get some audio for me of Bob talking about movies? I'm like, all right. So I stuck up thinking, and I was like, talk about movies.
And then that was off your phone?
That was just, just a little voice memo thing.
Lucky for you, I can ad lib.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's pretty good. Thanks, John.
Thanks, John.
I feel bad for the Bob haters out there.
Oh, are there Bob haters?
No.
I don't know. Vinny shields me from them.
Yeah, never, you know, don't worry what the haters say.
People make comments, but none of them have been, I would say, haters in any way.
Good. Okay, today we're talking about 1987's cult classic, honestly, not even a cult classic, mainstream rom-com classic, Dirty Dancing, directed by Emil Ardolino, written by Eleanor Bernstein.
Oh, that's a lot of info.
It takes place. I give that info at the beginning of every Bob's Movie Club.
Yeah. That's the way.
Okay. This movie takes place in 1963, follows a woman named Baby. She's 17 as she goes to family camp with her rich family.
What the? That was
Have
the
you guys
thing.
Ever
I remembered
been to
that. No, family camp. I'm like, what are we talking about here? Like, is this a thing? Family
it was.
Camp?
It,
this is a thing.
It was a big thing in the 50s and 60s up in upstate New York.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
That they're in the Catskills?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And we had it. We had family camp where I went to camp too. Like there was a two.
I really felt like
families.
I've never. So they go there for like three. They have a 3-week vacation, which is how great for them. The perfect amount of time.
That's back when people used to leave the city. Got to get out of the city in the summer.
Yeah.
I know. It's so cool. It's so. The camp is gigantic too. It's beautiful. Although it does seem like they shot maybe in the fall. I see some leaves changing at some points, but that neither here nor
that's
there.
That's true. Yes.
Of course, this stars Patrick Swayze. His haircut is very in right now. The haircut
agreed,
he has in 1963, very in right now. And of course, Jennifer Grey. Vinny, what did you love about Dirty Dancing?
What did I love about it? I would say that I I really enjoyed seeing Jerry Orbach, who, you know, rest in peace, is one of my favorite actors. And I felt like my favorite moment of the movie was the very end when it ended.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel you on that.
And he says, when I'm wrong, I say so. And he nailed it. And I thought, all right.
He is great in this movie.
I think he's great in the movie, and I got the tension of the times and the thing mm-hmm. that is happening on the. But ultimately, I'm just a fan of his, and I actually, despite having basketball, a laptop, and an iPad on all at once, I caught that line in that moment in the movie and went, all right, I'm a fan.
You said earlier this week that this movie was 80s cheese ball, and so I was thinking about that as I was watching it yesterday, and I think the issue is the movie is like 1 hour 40 minutes. It's short in today's standards for a
feature film.
These days
it does feel mm-hmm. like everything's at least 2 hours,
and so everything's a lot longer, plus TV obviously is a lot longer, so you get a lot more character development, but back in the 80s you had to get right to the point, so they have to tell you a lot of things that in today's times they would show you slowly through the way the characters interact with each other. But instead today it's like rich people suck, or like in this movie they're like, they have to be very to the point. He's like, when I'm wrong, I say so. That kind of thing.
Right.
So seems cheesier, but it's just a different style.
Well, it's a love story, but the dancing montages, that's the cheese part. Mm-hmm. And then some of the other things. Here's one of the notes I wrote. Dirty Dancing. A movie that doesn't know when to end. Mm-hmm. I realize you say it's only an hour and 40 minutes, but there was a point where I went, wrap it up right here.
It actually feels more like a 4-hour movie.
It really does feel.
And I did also break it up because I started it last week and thought, well, I've got an hour and a half. I'll watch it right now. And then half hour and I'm like, I can't really do this anymore.
But
I'm
the thing,
find something else.
While I watched it, because I just want to say this. I'm not trying to poop on this movie. I know there are people who like it. And I know that it was a big hit for Patrick Swayze and Jennifer Grey and, so, you know, there's people out there who are like, that's my favorite movie. Mm-hmm. And I understand that. It's not for me. And I knew that then mm-hmm. in the 80s when it came out. And I went, I'm not watching that. And then I knew that again when it came up one time with a girlfriend. And I was like, I'm not watching that. Mm. And I watched it this time. And I'm like, it's exactly what I thought. And it's not for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like there are shows out there that would be easy for me to say, that sucks. But it's just not for me.
Yeah.
That's all.
Right.
Doesn't mean it's bad. It just means it's not like I knew going in.
Yeah. I thought from a movie standpoint, there was a half hour they could have cut out of that thing of those dance montages and all the training of the dancing. Like, I got it. You know, it had that like Karate Kid thing where, okay, great. It's like a training thing.
And then there was a scene later where she's doing it alone and she's mad because
that could have been
it.
Right.
Oh, fudge. I'm not getting it. And I'm like, oh, God.
I mean, I guess worked because they had to know that they were training, but I was so happy for that fast forward button. But my one beef with this movie, my biggest beef, I should say, is I feel like there is no chemistry between the two main characters. And when he's above her kissing her, and she reaches up to kiss him, and his lips just like she just sort of mushes, like there's no puckering, there's no return kiss. I was like, that is the most dead fish kiss I've ever seen in my life. Like that is.
I know there's people in their car screaming at us right now because they're like, what are you talking about?
No,
there's so much chemistry
there
between
isn't.
Them. And that's why this movie is so famous and has stood the test of time, because people see something between them.
I don't see
with
it.
The dancing.
I was like,
and
he's not attractive.
I don't see it either. There's something about Jennifer Grey's face that I don't get anything from. Like it's almost
is
like
it the big nose is
no,
that
no
it?
it's more like the way her mouth moves. It's almost like her mouth like covers what she's saying, and she talks and it feels like it's coming from a completely different person to me. Like I really had trouble connecting with everything that she was saying.
Yeah, well, she just seems dopey, and like I wasn't even all that into him. I'm like, that guy would never fall for
he's
her.
A creep.
He's a creeper, man.
He's a dummy. They're all a bunch of dummies.
Yeah.
So, I will say, I love that end. It was just as I remembered it. I love the big dance thing at the end. It's so stupid, yeah. but that's kind of like the 80s cheese, right there.
Sorry, we got to end this right now, everybody. But the end is great. Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So one quick thing I wanted to bring up, and then because I don't have a lot to offer. I know this movie wasn't for me. But let me say, while I'm watching it, and I'm not a huge Patrick Swayze fan, but he did look very handsome.
Sure.
And you know, he danced fine. Maybe a dancer would say he was terrible, but as far as I'm concerned, he danced great.
Yes.
Good job, Patrick.
Right.
But while I was watching it, I thought, at that time in 1987, how did John Travolta not get hired to do this movie? And so I looked it up. They wanted him, and he was too expensive.
Mm-hmm. Oh, funny.
So the original role was to go to Travolta, and they couldn't afford him.
How old would he have been at that time?
I don't know. I didn't even look it up. But I saw that movie and went, this is like a Travolta movie.
That's funny. Because, he doesn't occur to me in that because I'm thinking like the next time I saw him was Pulp Fiction, which was when? Like 94?
I know. But in 87, he'd done Saturday Night Fever. He'd done mm-hmm. another dance movie. I don't even remember, like Body Heat or something.
He would have been 33. So he would have been the age that Patrick Swayze looks in this movie.
Was Patrick Swayze supposed to be in his 30s? I agree.
He seems old.
I think he's supposed to be in his 20s, but he did look older. And I will say this about the movie. I really enjoyed the clothes.
Yes.
And just seeing, you know, that period of time captured. I don't get why Patrick Swayze busted out the window of his own car to get into it. That bothered me.
He's wild.
Yeah.
You're wild.
He's just like, I don't know why that bothered me, but that really bothered me.
It was supposed to establish his character, and I just thought it was strange.
Right. As a jerk, I guess.
Yeah. And the whole abortion and having her take it, like out of everybody they could have picked, they're like, hey, young lady that we just met, with no dance experience. Who's not supposed to be back here. Yeah.
Can you train real quick to cover her on Thursday while she gets an abortion?
They explain why nobody else can do it.
Oh, yeah?
Really?
Everybody works around here, baby. They go through the list really quick of like, oh, well, Diane can't do it because she's na-na-na, and Sarah can't do it, da-da-da. Like, everybody works
around here,
baby. And
the person who's supposed to is, you know, pregnant, so she's got to take care of that.
I actually don't have any qualms with that setup.
I guess I wasn't paying attention.
I wasn't either because I was like, why does she have to do it?
Yeah.
Well, they do explain that. So
I realize right now as you're talking, one of the famous scenes.
Yes.
And I think I've only seen it in like other skits where they're making fun of the movie. Something about baby being in the corner.
I know.
Did that happen?
Yeah. Yes.
I missed it. Where does that happen? Oh, it's at the very end.
She's actually sitting, so it's like her mom and dad are sitting at the table, the sister's off to the right, and she's in the corner. He walks in, and she thinks he's gone. She's like super depressed, and it's the last night, and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, nobody puts baby in the corner.
And he grabs her. And then he interrupts the entire show.
Right.
He goes right up on stage while people are performing. He stops everything and he's like, I always do the last dance of the season.
Oh, and that's when they do their final dance. Okay, I just missed that one. Everybody's very into it.
Nobody's confused at all.
Got it. Okay.
I know.
Maybe he wins everyone over.
All the dancers come in, start flooding around. Actually, to me, that's like the best half hour of the show. Like, I was in for that.
I find that crazy when he interrupts the whole show. But he's wild. So,
it's a movie.
Some quick fun facts about the movie.
Okay, fun facts.
The choreographer for this movie is a little guy named Kenny Ortega. Do you guys know who that is?
Kenny Ortega.
Well, you should, because he is a famous Disney director and choreographer. He directed High School Musical.
Oh.
He choreographed Miley Cyrus and the Jonas Brothers, some of their early tours. And he's directed films like Hocus Pocus.
Oh, funny.
He is iconic, especially when it comes to like teen heartthrob dance.
Right. And actually,
amazing.
Some of that stuff is remarkable. Like those High School Musical movies, they're amazing.
Yep. He's got a special talent.
From a choreography standpoint.
Millennials love Kenny Ortega.
Okay.
Patrick Swayze insisted on doing his own stunts, which led to him getting injured during that scene where it's raining, so they decide to go to the middle of the forest and stand on a log.
Yeah, yes.
He falls off the log. I think it even shut down production for a little while because he had to get swelling drained from his knee.
Oh, well, as long as he didn't hurt his face.
Vinny, this one's for you. Baby's mom, who's wildly underutilized. What kind of mom would be this oblivious to?
Right. Oblivious to everything.
Right. Yeah. She's total Valley of the Dolls. Is that lady just on pills or
I
what?
I appreciate them making the story about the father-daughter relationship, but mm-hmm. they really left the mom out to dry. They should have just killed her off. But the mom is Kelly Bishop, who's a famous Broadway star and plays the grandmother, Emily Gilmore, on Gilmore Girls. So she might grace your screen from time to time.
I had been told that. And it was funny that my daughter, my mom is in town. She came in yesterday and my oldest is currently plowing through Gilmore Girls. And I don't know if she's done it a full circle once and is going through again, but she brought it up to my mom and my mom goes, I love that show. I watched every episode. Aww. And so that's going to be their little thing for the next 2 weeks.
Oh, that's lovely.
That's amazing.
But yes, I did hear that she was, when I was told that too, I thought, wow, she's still getting after it then, huh?
Mm-hmm.
This was a long time ago, 87.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm. Yes, she was already incredibly famous.
I know.
By the time she did Gilmore Girls.
Now, let me ask you one more thing, and I meant to shut up, but right in the beginning of the movie, there's a scene where she says, they call me baby, and I'm too young or something.
It didn't occur to me to mind.
What did that... Did that like stick out to you or did you just go, who cares?
I think they're establishing that she's kind of naive. And so, you know, she sees the world as this good place and she doesn't think about the fact that everyone calling her baby is kind of talking down to her.
Yes.
Okay.
And I don't even know if they give her real name.
Francis.
Francis.
Oh, that's
she
right.
says
Francis.
It when they're,
right, in the cabinet. Right, right,
they're doing right. it.
And the writer, Eleanor Bergstein, this was loosely based off of her life. She mm-hmm. was called Baby as a young girl. Oh. She was named after a famous woman senator, I think. And she went to family camp in the Catskills.
Family camp in the Catskills.
I don't know if she fell in love with Patrick Swayze there, but.
Probably not Patrick, but some version of him from her life. Or
yes.
something. Or that was her childhood dream anyway. All right. We are very close to being out of time. Any final thoughts?
No, that was Dirty Dancing, everybody.
All right.
And did you like it?
It's fine. I love dance. So I do enjoy that part.
Give it a rating.
I think that Jennifer Grey is insanely hot. Like,
really?
When they're in the training scenes, like I do.
Oh, I thought she was very cute
that.
Too. Like yeah. I didn't watch it, so I didn't know her face before she got the surgery. But yeah, that's a person who should have left her face alone.
Yeah.
Really unique, sort of, not quite the Uma Thurman beauty, but that's that unique sort of
right.
thing.
Sometimes I just don't better
know if
than
she
others.
A great actor. That's my thing. I don't think yeah. she's very
so
good.
Out of five, what do you give this? How many
Three
bobs?
Half.
Three and a half bobs? All right.
It'll be there on my letterbox.
You should write up a little short thing. We should maybe put up a recap. And by the way, of course, this will be available as a podcast. You can find it at RadioAlice.com or Odyssey, the Odyssey app.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.